My guest at this time is Paul Neelan. He rose to prominence in 2016 by launching a primary challenge to House Speaker Paul Ryan in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. He is also head of the Paul Neelan Group, which is out with a brand new documentary entitled Hijra, Radical Islam's Global Invasion. And that's what we'll talk about for the next several minutes. And Paul, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on.
For the casual observer, much of your campaign for Congress against Speaker Ryan was focused on domestic issues and helping the working class against what you saw as unfair trade policies, lax immigration enforcement, and so forth. And certainly there was an international component and the desire to confront radical Islam as well. But some people might be surprised by your intense focus now on this subject. So why are you taking a deep dive into the threat posed by radical Islam?
Well, I think what is portrayed in the mainstream media is so far from the truth that what I learned prior to and during my campaign compelled me to make this documentary to expose it for what it is, and really to point out the massive hypocrisy in our refugee resettlement mechanisms in this country, where we have essentially 9 voluntary organizations, they refer to them as VOLAGs, who receive over $1 billion to resettle impoverished people, primarily, predominantly, almost exclusively Muslims, into this country. And so when you have a profit motive involved, and there certainly is, I researched these 9 VOLAGs and all of their top people. I researched 5 deep into each of their salaries, and they're making 6-figure salaries. In fact, the highest paid individual is making over $650,000 a year. So when you have a profit motive that large to bring people in, and you're making more money by bringing more people in, you can't argue that this is a humanitarian-only issue. This is a profit-driven issue.
And dig a little deeper in there. What's the ideology of these people who are profiting from this and are very active in this? Are these people who are looking to make money simply by resettling people looking for a better life, or are they tied to some groups with questionable activities and questionable practices?
So you have groups that have very Christian and Jewish-sounding names, but the reality is they are being co-opted by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. They are working on behalf of the United Nations, which is clearly working at odds to the United States. They are working at cross purposes to the sovereignty of the United States. So Hijra means migration in the name of Allah. And there are several definitions for this word, one of which is leaving sin behind. So you'll sometimes hear the mainstream medium say, well, Hijra doesn't mean migration in the name of Allah. It means leaving sin behind. Well, that's another definition. Another definition is Muhammad's trip from Mecca to Medina, so many hundreds of years ago. However, in the Quran and the Hadiths and the Surah, it talks about the Muslim's responsibility. And that is one of the ways that a Muslim views their ability to earn their way into heaven. And quite unlike a Christian who believes that you can't earn your way in, only by the grace of God are you granted access to heaven through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, Muslims believe they can earn their way in. They believe they have to earn their way in. So the Hijra is one way of spreading the Sharia, spreading the law of Islam, this political doctrine, to other lands where Islam isn't. And so that's what this documentary covers. It talks about the bigger picture here of what we see with this Muslim migration. It stems directly from their fundamental texts. And I could have just as easily called this the Hijra, Islam's Fundamental Migration. The title of this documentary really could have been directed towards a fundamental concept in Islam, which is what it is.
We're talking with Paul Neelan. The documentary is Hijra, Radical Islam's Global Invasion. You talked a lot about the money involved with this and the facilitating of this, whether it's groups you've already mentioned, whether it's countries. Who is essentially orchestrating this, and who are some of the major enablers?
Leftists in the United States, communists in the United States. There are those in the United States who Trevor Loudon put out an excellent corollary to my documentary. His documentary, called The Enemies Within, talks about people in our government who have very close ties to communist groups, literally communists in our government, Islamists in our government. And so there is a concerted effort going on right now to undermine America from within. A document was found some time ago when, in 2004, an alert Maryland Transportation Authority officer observed a woman wearing a traditional Islamic garb videotaping the support structures at Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and they conducted a traffic stop. This was like finding a needle in a haystack. So they identified this person as Ismail El-Barase, and the driver was detained, and they tracked this person back to his home, in which they found a hidden sub-basement, the archives of the Muslim Brotherhood in North America. And it goes in great detail of the plans that they've had for decades now, all the way back to 1991, when this document was written. And it talks about undermining the United States, and in fact, I'll read you a small section of it. The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, Arabic for Muslim Brotherhood, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad, eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers, so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. And now, of course, they're referring to Allah in that statement. So in addition to finding this unbelievable document and this treasure trove of documents, they found what amounted to all of the Muslim Brotherhood organization. It talks about the list of the organizations of our friends. Imagine if they all march according to one plan. Islamic Society of North America, the Muslim Students Association, the Muslim Communities Association. There is a list of over 29 groups that are with the Muslim Brotherhood. And that is why I've been pressing so hard for Congress to vote on, although Speaker Ryan has withheld it. It used to be H.R. 3928. It's now H.R. 377. If you Google H.R. 377, you will see the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act. It was put forward by Mario Diaz, and it needs to be voted on. It will roll back 60 years of work that the Muslim Brotherhood has done. And that is what everybody in America can push their representatives. Go to a town hall, call Congress, push them on getting H.R. 377 pushed. It will roll up all of these organizations. They're essentially terrorist organizations. They are seditious in nature. So that really is why I put this documentary together, was to raise awareness and get people energized to help fight what's happening in our country right now.
We're talking with Paul Neelan. Again, the documentary is Hijra, Radical Islam's Global Invasion. A few more quick questions while we still have you here, Paul. The argument, of course, you're going to get is that, look, the vast majority of immigrants don't want to cause trouble. They just want a better life. So as you study the Hijra, how do you respond to that?
Well, the response to that is over 50% of Muslims answered that they believe they should fall under Sharia. And that is hugely problematic, because in this country, we believe that the Constitution reigns, and that's what the Constitution says. says that there will be no laws above the Constitution of the United States of America. Well, Sharia conflicts directly with that. It says that there will be no laws of man above Sharia. And now we believe in this country that we are granted by God inalienable rights. And those rights are enshrined in our founding documents of this country. Sharia believes that it is superior to that. And if you can tell me that you can tell the difference between a Muslim that believes in Sharia and a Muslim that doesn't, I'd love to put you in touch with some people who need some help with vetting, because it is in the fundamental texts. You might know a passive or a non-aggressive, non-terroristic threatening Muslim. Do you know that their child, their offspring, will not view the Quran and the Hadiths and the Surah the way they're written in clear English, in plain English? So I don't know what the right answer is, but I certainly know that we are seeing Islamist Muslims who are reading from their documents and doing what is prescribed in their documents. It is inarguable. You cannot say that this religion is being perverted. It is not being perverted. It is being practiced in a fundamental way to spread Sharia around the world. And so that's why I put this document together.
When do they consider it complete? Is it when they have the votes to win elections and impose Sharia law at some point? How do they determine when they have enough people in a given place?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, you see a tipping point when you start getting certainly into double-digit percentages, when you start to see Muslims who are Sharia compliant being elected and working to subvert courts and laws. And in fact, in England right now, the judiciary in England has to abide by Sharia courts. That happened in, I want to say 2006, that happened. So we certainly don't want to go that path here. We don't want to see an increase. We want to see a decrease in no-go zones around the world. There is no reason that a country should give up its culture, its heroes, its holidays, its traditions, in order to make way for a new culture, new traditions, new holidays, new heroes. That's not what a nation state is all about. And I, for one, will not stand by and watch it happen.
Paul, we'll call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
You bet. Paul Neelan rose to prominence in 2016 by challenging the sitting House Speaker, Paul Ryan, in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. He's also head of the Paul Neelan Group, which is now releasing a brand new documentary entitled Hijra, Radical Islam's Global Invasion, which you can find at the WND Superstore or at paulneelan.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.